Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Let's settle down and come into the house. And Lord, those out there in Facebook land, welcome, welcome, welcome to Lord of the Harvest Christian Fellowship. Brandon! Boy! Whoa! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Boy, you didn't think I was going to call you out? Woo! Wait! Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, look, that just blew my wig back. I'm sorry. You lose focus sometimes. But can we stand, please, for the reading of the word? And that means you two out there in Facebook land. Worship is something that we all come together and it should be in unity. So as we're standing in the reading of the word, I will employ you out there in Facebook land to stand in worship. It's not a spectator sport. It's something that we all need to join in together in. You'll be surprised how you feel later if you join in worship. So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5 and 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Casting, we don't understand that casting stuff. We cast and then we pick it back up and think that's what we're supposed to do. No, let me go back and pick up that stuff I just threw at the altar. No, just leave it there. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, you have an adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith. You can't resist him unless you have faith, so understand that. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Understanding your suffering is not the only suffering going on. It's a lot of people that's suffering. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, himself restore, confirm, strengthen, establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Yes. Amen. Amen. And so we're going to go to Romans. Romans 6 and 5. For if we have been united, see, Pastor Al is always, and several other pastors allude to the circle. In the circle, we all unite. In the circle, we all have common things. We bring all things common in the circle, but in the circle is where the presence of the Lord is, in the circle. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in the resurrection like his. We know that our old self, you know, the one that was drinking and smoking weed and doing whatever you was doing, your old self, was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Sin is a slave. Sin enslaves you. Understand that. For one who has died has been set free from sin. And that's Jesus Christ. He's been set. How many times do he need to be crucified for all? He's already been crucified. Do we need to nail him on the cross again? No, we don't. So now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. A death no longer has dominion over him. Death doesn't have dominion over Christ. For the death he died to sin once for all He died for us all. Hallelujah. But the life he lives to God. So you also consider yourself dead to sin, alive to God in Christ. Let no sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey its passion. You see, sin is a passion. It just wants you to be all in the doggone feelings. You got to feel this. You got to feel. You ain't got to feel that. Do not present your members to sin as an instrument of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as though who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as an instrument for righteousness, for sin will have no dominion over you, since you are under the law, since you are not under the law, but under grace. Understanding, we are no longer through the blood of Jesus Christ under the law. We are under grace by the power of his holiness. And now I'm going to go to Psalms 84. I'm sorry, when I was doing this, it was like so much word was being poured into me. I was like, God, I can't do all that, you know. But Psalms 84, I'm going to start. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Now, there are some people that struggles with lifting hands. You know, praising God like this, that's all good. But this is freedom. Freedom right here to say, Father, I lift my hands to you. Lord, please save me, deliver me, set me free. And as a surrender act, guess what? He is able to put something in your hands. He can't put something in your hands if you're holding them like this. So if you want to release. Clapping is good because it's part of praise. It's part of praise. Yes, it's not a bad thing, but this is God, I surrender. God, help me. Help my unbelief. Help me, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, I lift my brothers and sisters up to you and even myself, Lord. I ask for forgiveness, Lord, of our wrong thinking, our wrong speaking, our wrongdoing, Lord, that you will pour out your spirit. You have already, no, I take that back. You have already poured out your spirit. You have already done. So let us tap into what you have already done. Let us not sit and think that you will do something for those that don't believe. The water that was stirred up, it was stirred up by the Holy Spirit. And for 38 years, he sat by the pool and didn't get in. How long would you sit and not get up? How long would you sit and not reverence the Father? How long would you not give all your arms to God? How long will you not raise your hand and your voice and shout with a voice of victory? Father, we thank you. We sing praises to you. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we even bring Israel to you right now, Father God. They need that bomb in Gilead right now. They need to be set free from all the darts and arrows coming their way. Lord, we have fiery darts coming our way, but there's not none as great as over there in Israel, because we still laying down in our beds, and they don't even have a bed to lay in. Father, help us. Help us, Lord, not be so caught up on our own circumstances, and help us, Lord, to reach out and to love on others. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Well, I didn't get the memo until this morning.
That's all right.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is nothing but the blood. No matter what we've done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's just on my heart this morning to talk about forgiveness. Jesus, when the woman was caught in adultery and they wanted to stone her, and he said, "Let he that is without sin cast the first stone." No one could do it. But we're always quick to pass judgment on other people. We don't look within and see our sins. And we don't want to extend the same forgiveness that Jesus extended to us. Not only did he extend his forgiveness to us, but he went to the cross and he died for our sins that we can be set free. And we have to learn to extend that same forgiveness to others. I'm going to read from Luke 22nd chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. "And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." So when we take this bread and we drink of this cup, we're remembering what Jesus did for us. There is nothing that we could ever do to repay him for what he has done for us. I'm so happy this morning because my grandson Brandon is here. And yes, my heart is overjoyed this morning. We've been praying for Brandon for the last 4 years. God kept him and brought him. And I'm so happy this morning to have him here. And also my daughter Shannon, Shariah's mom, and little Kingston. Happy to have him here. But I just want us to remember that we have to just remember that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us, none of us sitting here has ever lived a perfect life. And so we've got to learn how to love the way Jesus loved and to forgive the way he has forgiven us. So with that being said, this is his body. Take and eat of it. This is his blood. Drink. Amen. Thank you.
We recently had, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, we had our Women's Day event, and again, God moved as he always does, and we're going to have our sisters who participated are going to share with us this morning. So, Pastor Jan, you want to get it started?
Well, good morning, Darlene and her daughter. I'm so glad she came, and everybody that was at the Saturday morning Women's Day, Lisa. You know, there were a lot of people that came despite situations. I know Lisa was not feeling well. And she pushed through. And that really means a lot. That means a lot. I want to open with Psalm 133 because this was our Christmas tea, and we had Pastor Rob made us prime rib. Thank you, Rob. It was delicious. We had Mary make all those big mashed potatoes. That must have taken hours and days. I don't know. We also had Pastor Philip make the delicious desserts. We had our poet, in-house poet, Sharon, Cher, and I like that to be a regular thing. She's very, very talented. We had guest speakers. Minister Carolyn brought the word. It was so rich. And also Pastor Janine. We had worship led by Allison. It was really, really good. It was just a wonderful day. And I want to make a note that the first gathering we had, which was in July, we had 19 women. This past women's gathering, we had 30 women. And 11 of those women were of color. So we are so excited that we're having an increase. It was so good. It was so, so good. I want to share a couple quick things. I don't want to take all the thunder from all the ladies that want to share. So I just want to open up with this psalm and tell you what I felt happened that day. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We were so unified that day. It is like the precious oil upon the head. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was on all our heads, running down us. Running down so it totally covered us from our head all the way down to the hem of our garments. You know, you can't separate oil. If I poured oil on you, you can't get your way out of it. You have to shower and scrub and shower and scrub. It's thick. The Holy Spirit is the same way. When it descends on you, it's thick. You can't get out of it. You don't want to get out of it. It's so peaceful. It's so wonderful. And you feel so one with the person next to you. You feel one with everyone in the room. It was so wonderful. I know some people are going to share what they learned. I know that Minister Carolyn shared an incredible word about two hearts. I hope someone shares. If not, I'll come up at the end and give my two cents about that. But and then Pastor Janine shared about how we are really worthy. You know, she had it all decorated. She decorated the whole thing like we are the bride of Christ. We are to listen to his voice, just like John shared tonight, not the voice of the enemy. It's been defeated. We are saved by the blood of the Lamb. So in verse 45, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I opened up the day with this psalm. And if you have time, go back and read the whole thing. It talks about the royal daughter. And every woman in here is a royal daughter. Now I'm going to start with verse 13. The royal, what? Psalm 45. Sorry. The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Every one of you are all glorious. We have to believe that. We have to listen to that. Like Carolyn said, we need to guard our hearts. We have to protect what God has given us. Her clothing is woven with gold. Did you know that? You wear gold garments? She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing, they shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. Now, Janine spent time talking about the kingdom, what it looks like. And we each got a stone, a gem to take home. I have mine in my kitchen. And every time I look at it, I am reminded of that day and the messages and the love of God. So there was so much, and I don't want to hog the floor. So I know, and you know what? Some of you are nervous about coming up. Don't be nervous, because you know what? We're just all friends. And we're all friends, and we're all in unity, and nobody looks at one another like, oh, I can't believe she's sharing. Everyone wants to hear the goodness that you felt that day. So with that, I'm going to leave the mic open. And anybody wants to come up, please do. Oh, look who's first out of the stall. It comes Darlene. Now, I have to say, Darlene was shy when she first came here. She would come to the Wednesday meetings, and we would turn to her and say, do you have something to share, Darlene? Nope. And last Wednesday, we couldn't get her to stop. I mean, it was like, oh, who uncorked Darlene? Come on up, Darlene. Praise God.
Good morning, church. On Saturday, it took everything in me to stay in my car and not be the first person to come in. So when I did finally come in, I see my daughters. They were sharing with Joyce and talking to her and everything. And I was just so happy to have my family with my church family. And my daughter said, Mom, these ladies love you just as much as you love them. Right, that's me. So, everything was just so spectacular and nice and beautiful and set up. And then the word from Pastor Carolyn when she said about guarding your heart and pressing through, all that just touched me. And Pastor Janine, when she said hers, it just, everything about it was just wonderful and beautiful, and I love everybody.
So there's this thing that in school, taking like painting classes and stuff like that, teachers, professors used to say that a lot of people believe that everything you make as an artist is a self-portrait. And in some way, maybe not literally a picture of yourself, but it's a self-portrait in some way. And the word that God gave me this morning was testimony, which we're sharing our testimonies about that day. And the scripture, obviously, is the one that, you know, John read this morning from Revelation. My phone, where is it? Yeah, I know, 12. I'm just trying to find it. I just don't want to say any part of it wrong, and it's gone. But anyway, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and loving our lives, not even unto death. And our testimony is kind of like the self-portrait as well. Because not only is it, you know, I mean, some of us who've been around for a long time, the word testimony always meant only talking about how you got saved on that day and how bad you were and how good you are now. But your testimony is your worldview. I mean, really, it's your worldview. And what I love about the meetings we've been having is the truth that's been coming from people, the truth, their truth, and who they are, their worldview, and honesty and vulnerability. And I just see that as bringing us so much closer together, and how, you know, it's been very wonderful and inspirational. And you know, people who tell it like it is and really expose themselves, because it's just like, you know, everything you paint is your self-portrait. Well, your testimony is the same thing. And, you know, people were, like, Carolyn, she doesn't hold back, you know. And you know this is coming from her life. Sharon was so powerful, and I so appreciate it. And I'm sure that, you know, there were people here who needed to hear that word. And there's more people out there in the world who need to hear that word. You know, it was just awesome. I mean, let this be like a springboard for everybody to be more honest and share your truth more. and your worldview as a believer. And I just pray that everyone learns how to be more vulnerable and brave and open. And that's what helps us to trust one another. And we trust Christ more, because only until we get to that point to where, you know, because God created us all for a reason, a specific reason, and we all go through different things in life, good, bad, ugly, and those things are what other people need to hear through the filter of, I don't even know if filter is the right word, but through the fact that we are now in Christ. And so that's it. I just wanted, I thought that was wonderful. I see a change happening in our group, and I hope it just keeps going.
I was looking around to see if someone else was getting up, but the thing that I enjoyed about us women coming together was women coming together. I really enjoy that. It was so powerful to see. I had something that we all needed to pray for. And, well, I should say someone we all needed to pray for. And going to my sisters, pray. This one's praying, pray. This one's praying. And in unity, we prayed, and then we had Mama Jan say something where it was taken care of, it was settled. So I like that. I like that in unity, when we came together, we could share our, I'm struggling here, I need prayer. I'm struggling there, or someone I'm sitting next to is struggling, we need to pray. Someone, I love what Darlene did on Wednesday. This is what she did. She said, my story. That is so profound to me, because we asked her to share. She said, you asked me to share mine. And so she was sharing hers. And that's what Pastor Jan and the others are asking right now. Your testimony. Your testimony could be whatever it is. Joyce is goofy. She might get up here and say whatever. But your testimony. What did you love about the women's meeting? Was it the food? Say it was the food. Say something. But don't sit there and critique others. But say something. Be a part of the unity of the faith, of us coming together in unity. Say something. Do something. Don't just sit. We are moving, church. The water is moving. Y'all waiting for somebody else to put you in the water. Get your butt up, get in the water.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Darlene's daughter, Keisha. My sister couldn't make it. She had someone visiting for her. From her church today, like, so she had to be there, but she told me that she would have liked to make it. Thank you for asking me to share about my experience for the women's retreat. It was a blessing and an honor for me to share with my mother and sister and the women of this ministry and fellowship for the women's retreat. We had food, fellowship, and fun. I got to meet several women from all walks of life. We got to laugh and have a great time in the Lord. Some key takeaways from Minister Carolyn were: persevere, press, pray always, and endure hard times. We have two hearts, one spiritual and one physical. We can't be vital and productive without a spiritual heart. Watch your affections toward foreign values. Don't take your eyes off God, and don't look at what the enemy presents. Guard your heart to prevent spiritual defilement. Your spiritual heart shows in actions and your lifestyle. Our spiritual heart governs everything we do. When your heart is spiritually covered, you can see clearly on a dark day. Cover your spiritual heart with the word of God, prayer, and fasting. Some key takeaways from Pastor Janine were, we are set apart for the Lord's purposes. We were created for intimate fellowship with God. The Lord will give you joy for your grief, and for us to wrap our mind around the value and beauty of all the things God has for us to enjoy. The Lord wants to redress you in all your injuries in your heart. Occupy what God provides for you and all his promises. Your past doesn't define you. The Lord gives you hope for change. You are the Lord's treasured possession. The Lord can set you free from whatever enslaves you. When your heart is engaged with the Holy Spirit, He will take you to the hidden treasures of the Lord. At this time, I want to give a shout out to my mother and thank her for inviting me to her church. I want to say I'm very proud of her, and she is the most resilient person that I know. And her being a resilient person, that means she has the ability to withstand adversity and bounce back from difficult life events. I thank God for allowing her to be my mother and the way she has shaped my life to the glory of God.
Okay, so the women of this church, if anybody doesn't understand what being a part of the body is and being a part of a family, and not getting into details, but if you were part of a family that was dysfunctional, which I'm sure I'm not the only one, when you have people who love you unconditionally, I mean, there's people in here, and you all know who you are, who know the ugliest parts of me. And they love you, and they don't give up on you. And this last Saturday, I'm telling you, I have a high pain tolerance. There was nothing that was going to get me out that door. I was in so much pain. And I just kept saying, I know this is the devil. I know it is. I know this is the devil. You are not winning. You are not winning. I don't care if my washing machine is broke. I don't care if my dryer is broke. You're not winning this one. When I got here, a mess. I was a mess. I was a mess because I haven't had my husband drive me. It was terrible. The pain was unreal. Let me back up a minute. The reason I got out of the house is because I text the women of this meeting to pray for me. This was after 3 hours of excruciating pain, almost ready to go to the hospital. I said, I got to do it. I text the women, text Teresa. She threw it out there. I said, please pray for me. I have to be there. There's something in my gut that has to be there. And it wasn't for me. It wasn't for like, oh, I need. It wasn't. There was just something in me that my presence, even though I was a mess, I feel like my presence needed to be here. I needed to be here. And thank you, God. Within 15 minutes of that text, I was able to get up, tell my husband, get in the car. You're taking me. It's going away. By the time I got here, the pain was almost totally gone. Praise Jesus. It was awesome. Everything was beautiful. And I can't emphasize enough how much I appreciate the love that all these women and all the leaders and everybody in this church shows, everybody. But what is more important than how they love me? Is it's teaching me how to love people in and out of my life, but right now in my situation, mostly in my life, to love them. What, to me, all you do to me is what, that's how Jesus looks. You know the ugly parts of me and you love me. I don't get it. I don't care. You love me and I love you all for it. And it's teaching me to deal with some very tumultuous situations in my life. And it's softening my heart. It's softening my heart, you know, to people in my family that there's resentment, there's, you all know the story, there's resentment, there's anger, there's frustration, there's tiredness, there's everything. But you know what? When I saw that jewel that Pastor Janine was giving away, I loved it. And I know God looks at me like that. It's going to take me a while to get there for that part, I'm going to be honest. But I saw it, and all I saw was my daughter.
I saw my daughter because as ugly as she thinks that she is inside, she is a gem. And I know because of all you, that he will never, ever, ever give up on her. And he's teaching me the strength to get through because we're going to make it there together. I know we are. That's all. Amen. Thank you.
There's some really beautiful testimonies, and it's kind of, to be honest with you, hard to follow. I felt like from the time I walked in that the Lord just wanted us to feel special. And it was details. It was the food. It was the beauty of how it was decorated. It was a simple gift of a teacup. Pastor Jan made these beautiful tea card holders that the detail was so specific and so beautiful. And the messages, the encouragement and to persevere from Carolyn, Pastor Janine's word really was the meeting to me. How just God wants to lavish us with his love, with his goodness. And, you know, his goodness really does change us. And that's what I hear women saying. The goodness of God, the goodness of God that we give to others, it really does change something in us. And, you know, the word says it leads us to repentance. Basically, it leads us to change, right? Doesn't repentance change? And I just felt like the goodness of God was poured out on that meeting. And I just love all you women so much. It's such a blessing to be a part of this church. It is, I know when we have people go somewhere else, it blows my mind because I'm like, you're not going to find some things that are here in other places. And I'm not dissing other churches. God's got his hand everywhere and he uses every church. But there's a uniqueness here that we have, and I really appreciate that. I did want to say something Janine mentioned in her word about when she was talking about those gems. She said that rubies and sapphires start as a mineral. And I love that because I'm like, how many of us look at our past or look at what we were before Christ or even, you know, as God has healed us and changed us, you know, that we're just a worthless nothing, you know, mineral, one of millions, you know? And yet he creates in us this beautiful gem. And you know what? Each of us is a beautiful gem. It's beautiful. And if you think about those precious stones in the earth, they all start like as nothing. Nothing you'd even look twice at if you walked by it. But in Christ, we become something beautiful. That's it.
I'm getting better. I don't like this. You know I'm getting better, right? The Women's Fellowship was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And the table was set, and we had a feast. We had a feast with the Word of God. We had a feast with the food that we received. I tell you, that prime rib was out of sight. It was amazing. That it was tender, and it was seasoned well, it was marinated well, and had I known, I would not have taken one piece. I probably would have taken 2-3 pieces. But it was phenomenal. I'm so glad that I was a part of the Women's Fellowship. It's really a fellowship of women. We are transparent. We do love on one another. We pray for one another. And this is just a great place to be here. Pastor Jean, what stood out for me with Pastor Janine, she spoke of us as being a jewel, us being a royal diadem. And jewels are precious. Jewels are very precious, and we're precious in the eyesight of God. And no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, you God loves you in spite of everything. And you are really a jewel. Every last one of us are a jewel. And to get a diamond, you have to really dig deep to get a diamond, because the diamonds are not on the surface. Amen. And so, you know, if you want to know who you are in Christ, you have to dig deep in the Word of God. And you do have to pray. You do have to persevere. And you do have to know who you are in Christ. And that's most important, is knowing who you are in Christ. The tables were beautifully set. In fact, our prophetess over there, she was speaking about the teacup that Janine had made. So this is the teacup that she literally made, but it was next to our real teacups that we all were able to take home. And on the inside of this teacup, it says, "You are God's masterpiece," Ephesians 2 and 10. So not only are we a royal jewel, we are God's masterpiece. We've been created in the very image of God. Amen. So, and this young lady, she just summed it up so well. Oh my goodness, she takes perfect notes. She took good notes. She summed it up well. No one else had to even get back up here, because she told it all. No stone unturned. You told it all. Amen. I need you to take notes for me. Amen. But I'm so glad to be there. I understand we're having another one in January. Is that correct? And so I'm going to be there on the receiving end. Is that correct? I'm going to be on the receiving end. Someone else going to bring a word. But I'm grateful to know that the word did go out. It was manifested, and the word was received, and people were encouraged, and people were strengthened. That's the most important thing, to give a word in season, to give a word that's relevant. And all of God's word is relevant. Is never outdated and never becomes antiquated. And so in every generation, I don't care what generation you're in, you could be in the Z generation, the millennials, the baby boomers, God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So his word is very relevant. So thank you, Pastor Janine, for asking me to bring a word again. And before I take my seat, I just want to pass the eyes. I do have relatives from out of town, from Chicago. These are my first cousins. And they came. I had not seen my first cousin in 20 years. And so they came down this weekend. I'm so grateful that they're here. And Pastor Al, I'm going to ask you to pray for them, because they're going to go back today. Thank you.
Good morning. Pastor... Minister Carolyn, she spoke about the heart, guarding our hearts, and she gave us a diagram of a heart, and you know, I kind of giggled, because I'm a nurse, and I know what a heart looks like. I know the parts of the heart. I've also had open heart surgery. So talk about thinking about your end of life when you're going into open heart surgery. I mean, that's pretty heavy duty. It's like a cancer diagnosis, too. You don't know if you're going to make it, what's going to happen. And so I did do, this was back in 2015, so it's been like 8 years. I did do inventory. You know, that leads you to do inventory of your spiritual heart. But just like our physical hearts, it can become blocked again, so can our spiritual hearts. So she gave us a ton of verses to go over and to compare the spiritual good heart, the spiritual bad heart. And I said to her after, I said, I'm going to look up those verses, you know. So I did. I started looking them up in the last couple weeks. And so I looked at the very first one, and I thought, it's the grieving heart. And I thought, in Genesis, who's grieving, you know? Well, it was the Lord. It was the Lord, God, grieving over mankind. And that's right before the flood. And... you know, I had read this verse before. It really was something. I think the verse she gave us was Wait, let me look here because I have two verses written. I want to get this right. Okay, so she gave us Genesis 6:6 as the grieving heart. And then right across from it was the evil heart, Genesis 5:6. And, you know, you can't read just one verse of the Bible. So verse 5 says, "The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time." I remember reading that a while back going, "And you still love us?" And that was in Genesis. And he destroyed the earth. The flood came. And look, we're still here today. I mean, God's love for us is so absolutely amazing, you know. The ESV says, "And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth." Our God regretted making us, and yet he came back, and he lets us live. And another verse I read was Ezekiel 18:31-32, and it's the new heart. And the ESV says, let me just read the whole thing. "Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourself a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel?" You know, if our hearts aren't right with God, we die. If our hearts aren't physically right, we die. You know, so it was such a simple message, but it's so poignant for where we should be with God. And, you know, we need to always do spiritual heart checks, you know? Like we go to the doctor, we get our hearts checked, we get our blood pressure checked, so on, we take medication. You know, the Word of God is our medication. His promises are our medication. His promises are who we are in him, you know? And that was Minister Carolyn, and then Janine, and thank you. I always take notes, and I did not take any notes. I said, I'm not taking notes through these two, and you just nailed it. Thank you so much. Can you pass out a copy of each of them? That was great. That was so good. You know, Janine, Pastor Janine, I call her Janine. I'm sorry. She's been my friend since we've been 15 years old. But Pastor Janine, she decorates. She's so artistic, and the place was beautiful. And my teacup, I almost took a picture of it this week, Pastor Jan, because I got to help set the tables ahead of time and stuff, so I picked out my saucer and teacup before everybody else. But anyway, and it's real pretty. It's this gold thing. It's got this little ridges on top. And so when I came up to get my jewel, I thought, oh, I should take a green one because, you know, I'm born in August and it's a peridot. I should get the green. Nope, but I took the gold one because it matched the cup and I love to match. Anyway, I have it out in my living room on a shelf, the two together. It looks beautiful, and now I can remember the retreat day. But anyway, Pastor Jean did talk to us about, and that's the other thing, you know, we can get down on ourselves. Yes, we're evil. You know, we could spend all this time on the evil parts of our heart, but we need to remember the good parts, the parts that the Lord has given us, and move on. We can't dwell. But for many years, I dwelled in that place, and sometimes you just have to. I mean, that's where you are until you can get out of that pit. That's where you're at. And way years ago, my dear friends, Janine and Philip, I had to go to their house one day because I was in a conflict at home. It was just bad. And Pastor Philip gave me the same words that Janine quoted on, you know, our retreat day. And the word, and the Lord has used Isaiah 54, all different parts at different times in my life, and now the whole story is together, and it is my chapter of the Bible. But anyway, she read this, and I just want to leave us all with this, because this is so important. "Oh, afflicted city lashed by storms and not comforted, I will build you with stones of turquoise, your foundations with sapphires. I will make your battlements of rubies, your gates of sparkling jewels, and all your walls of precious stones. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace." See, he gives us a promise, right? "In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you, and you will have nothing to fear. terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coal into flames and forges a weapon for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to work havoc, but no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Thank you. Amen.
I don't know if there's anything I can say to add to that, but I guess I'm going to confess that day of the women's retreat, I kind of sat back and I was distracted. And I wasn't distracted from the word or whatever, but when I looked out, I saw there were women that were worshipers. They were leading worship, and then there were women who were praying. I knew they were interceding for the whole meeting. And then there were women that were encouraging others, you know. There were women greeting. There were women in the kitchen cooking and serving. And, you know, we had this beautiful poem. The creativity of God just kind of blew my mind. And I thought, this is the face of Jesus. We have such a treasure here. You know, women, they were loving on each other and just really accepting one another, you know. I thought of this church. We had gone to, I don't know, a conference or something at one time. I don't even remember where church it was. But when we walked in, there was this huge wall. There was this huge wall, and it was like depicted the face of Christ. It was a painting. It was the face of Christ. But when you got closer, it was made up of all these faces of people. And honestly, we have such a treasure here. We have such a treasure here. And God is our treasure in earthen vessels. We know that. I really am excited to see where we're going to go from here. But this is my takeaway from that, is I saw the face of Christ in each and every one of you. And you each had something to bring to the table, you know. We each have our own purpose. God has a design and a plan for us. And he fits us together. And I guess that's it. I just think it was wonderful.
Originally, I wasn't going to share. And then Miss Louise called me out yesterday, as she does, and just told me, you know, like, just think about the day and, it, you know, what did you receive? And you know, our family has been going through a lot lately, and there have just been things in my life that I have had a really hard time finding hope and seeing God's goodness and looking for it in different situations of my life. And that's what I left that day with, was hope and knowing that God is good despite whatever may be going on. And there are specific people that were there, and I will not name anyone, but if you struggle with chronic pain or if you struggle with chronic sickness and you pushed through and you made it there, even if it was just for a portion, if you made it there to that retreat, I just want you to know that God has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. He is doing something in your life, and you may not see what it is, and that's hard when you're pushing through all of this. You may not see what it is, but God is doing something in your life. You were there for a reason. You did not leave empty-handed, and God is going to fulfill his promises in your life. There is hope.
I just remembered about the treasures, the gems, in Isaiah 45, verse 2. And this is what Janine shared, and this is like really powerful, that God loves us this much. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze. Can you imagine? And cut the bars of iron. He does that for us. Even what Allison shared, sometimes we feel so trapped. We feel so hopeless. We feel like nothing can happen to change our situation. But look at, he breaks the gates of bronze. He cuts the iron into pieces. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. So even, I think Janine mentioned, even before we were born, God named us. But the part that I really resonates with me is the treasures of darkness. Janine explained that, you know, the gems we saw as final pieces began in the darkness, began like as minerals, began as something dark. And then God turned them into gems over the years. So when we think of our own lives, the things that we're going through that are dark, that we wish we could change, God will work through you, work in you to bring that darkness into a gem. So don't give up. Don't give up on God. Like the other thing that just resonates with me is with Minister Carolyn said, guard your heart. And that is like, I like to stamp that on my car, in my house, everywhere, because we need to guard our hearts. Just that little bit of opening, the enemy will get in and can destroy what God has started. We have to guard our hearts. Guard your hearts. So would anyone else, we had more women. Andrea, come on up. I just wanted to share that because they were speaking of the gems and how they were formed.
It's hard to find anything to add because it was just such a beautiful day, really. And, you know, it's just a blessing. I love you guys so much. It is such a blessing. All the women in this church, you are a blessing, and you have so much to give and so much to offer. And just the thing that kind of struck me was kind of our theme for each of the Women's Days this year was Jesus, the living water. And I'm just going to read from Ezekiel 47 a little bit. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east. And behold, the water was trickling out on the south side, going on eastward with a measuring line in his hand. The man measured 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was waist deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? And, you know, I just feel like there's just been a progression of us going deeper, deeper, deeper in the Lord, deeper with Jesus, you know, and deeper with each other as well. And, you know, I mean, it can be scary, and we do have to be vulnerable. I think Pastor Cindy mentioned that. And it is, I mean, you know, I mean, think of it, the water being so high that you can't pass through, but you're in the water, but then the Lord is with us. But then when we go deeper, in the next verses, this is what happens. Then he led me back to the bank of the river. As I went back, I saw on the bank of the river very many trees on the one side and on the other. And he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah and enters the sea. When the water flows into the sea, the water will become fresh. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live. And there will be very many fish, For this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh, so everything will live where the river goes. Fishermen will stand beside the sea. From Engedi to Eneglium, it will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of very many kinds, like the fish of the great sea, but its swamps and its marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt. And on the banks, on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. And that is what we see when we go deeper. We have more life. And we have life that we are able to give to others through Jesus.
It's me again. Well, I absolutely loved the Women's Day. Someone said the first one was good, second one, but this third one, you could feel the anointing of God. The presence of the Lord was truly here. The fellowship with the women, the word that went forth, and the food was good too. I didn't take a carry out either. I should have, but I didn't. Next time. but everything was so wonderful. And young lady, I appreciate you, how you love your mother. I lost my mother some years ago. There's nothing like a mother's love. Nothing. Nothing. Except the love of Jesus, of course. But anyway, everything was beautiful. Decorations, and I just loved, I love all you ladies, I do. I came here about maybe 18 years ago, and it wasn't a lot of women of color here at that time. And so I'm like, excuse me, Lord, but, you know, why did you bring me here? And I was very uncomfortable. I was raised in a Baptist church, then Pentecostal, and it, all black people. So when I came here, you know, I said, now, God, I know you don't make mistakes, so, you know, but he wouldn't let me leave. I did leave briefly, but he brought me back. So I know this is where I'm supposed to be. So I love and appreciate all you ladies, and thank you.
Good afternoon to the Lord of the Harvest Church. Praise the Lord. I have to say that I have really enjoyed myself this morning. And we're from Chicago, and I'm in a women's ministry that has 31 women. Amen. But the women here today, God has said to me while I was sitting there listening that he is so pleased with the love the women are sharing with each other. Because, you know, women, sometimes we have trust issues. We don't know who we can talk to. And if we talk to a person, we have to worry about if they're going to tell it. You know, we have those, let's be honest, we women here, we do have the trust issues. But as I listened to everyone here, I could tell that you all really loved one another and that you really listened. This little girl right here, come on, Jesus, you can take notes for me anytime, okay? Because she was listening and it was getting down in her spirit. And all the women who came up to speak, it got the word of God, God's love got deep down in your spirit. Praise the Lord. And see, when God does a work in your life, you know it's God. We are, because you know, we did some crazy stuff. Come on now. We didn't come here saved. Come on. We didn't come here saved. But we thank God that he loves us unconditionally. He even loved us in our mess, because there was a mercy cloud covering us as we walked this journey. And praise the name of the Lord for the grace. So I will be back. I don't know about January, And my cousin didn't tell me until I got here that she spoke last week. I said, oh, man, I missed it. But God bless you, Pastor. First Lady, you know, in the Baptist church, they are talking about First Lady. I mean, what? She first, well, she second. I mean, well, come on now. But anyway, I thank God that you all welcomed me from the time we came in the, right there in the parking lot. My son and my daughter in love, they're here with me. And my cousin, like she said, I haven't seen her in 20 years. And I remember she said one time, let's not wait until we're in a casket. Yes, sir. Come on. So I just said to my children, I want to go to Detroit. And they made it happen. So God bless you all. I thank you for receiving me, and I will be back. And women, you all continue to love on one another, because as you go through the Bible, women were important. Come on. Women carry the word. Come on. Hallelujah. Even in the natural, we carry the word. But when Jesus, who saw him first, Mary ran to tell the man, and the man didn't believe her. Come on. They had to go and see. That's what they had to do. Not a woman, she just talking, You think about Deborah, you think about Ruth, and don't forget Rahab, because they're always talking about, well, you know, Rahab lied, but Rahab believed God. Hallelujah. Yeah, she lied, come on. But she believed God and saved her family. So women, I don't know how many of you have children like the little baby there, whether they're grown or not, it doesn't matter. You keep praying for your family, because you are the bridge that they're going to cross over to get to Jesus. God bless you.
I couldn't wait to come to the retreat. I mean, I was really excited, like a little kid. And usually when I get excited, I start feeling sick. And it just, you know, I almost talked myself out of it and made a chiropractor appointment and said, no. But all week I prayed. Everybody who shared, it was from the Lord, and I thank you for it. And I always say, mine's always different. It's I don't know how to explain it, but the Lord put on my heart all week. And I prayed about stuff all week. And he put purity on my heart. And I looked it up, and it was contamination. And Jesus' purity, he died on the cross, he rose above it, and he was clean and pure. It's got to be our goal, got to be our priority, for cleanliness and purity in our hearts. And when Minister Carolyn spoke, I couldn't get it out of my head, the sight of a heart. And it's like the heart is like an island all by itself. It's just, you got this whole body and all these other organs, but the heart is situated to give life to other parts of the body. And in Titus 1:10, I'd like to read that. It says, holding fast a faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contrite. Pastor, English teacher, I don't know. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole household, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. And we have to become solid in our belief. The Lord said, I have to be more solid in believing. And he showed me this picture of a heart and my brain, and how I or we push past him, our heart, and we try to figure it out in our head, justify it. He's still sitting there waiting when we know he can do all things, but that's okay. Sit tight, you know, sit tight here, God. So we push past God's heart, and he doesn't accept it because it's impure and holy. He allows us to do what we want to do and justify everything. And then I couldn't get this word out of my head. What happens is I push past my heart and thinking I can do it all and justify it on my own, and I develop my own filter, okay? And that becomes dirty. It's like we made the filter out of our own cloth. And when I do this, I corrupt the purity of the Lord. And that begins problems with the heart when I bypass him. And we have to live and don't rewrite. I have to live and learn that Christ wrote the Bible. I don't need to rewrite it, the Bible according to Mary. Okay? And so what sounds good in my head, and I take away the honor and the glory of God when I bypass his heart and I use my head instead. And in Matthew 15:16, we worship according to what made us happy that day, what we like to see, what we got away with that makes us happy. So the Bible is truth, and the Bible tells us he died on the cross for our sins. We got to go to him first, the heart, not the head. Because it's like this, there's already part of it is we're in the world, you know, and it's fleshly. And we got a lot of disconnected wires, disconnected thinking, disconnecting unhealed issues that become generational and generational. And I looked up the word purity, and it said innocent. He was innocent when he went to the cross for me. He took it all onto the cross, so why wouldn't I go to the heart first? And contamination is a poison. Stay away from sin and toxic ideas, suggestions, thoughts, whatever. Stay away from it. In vain, vain is worthless. It's a proud achievement and abilities. In our words, we're so vain. We say proud things about ourselves, and we don't testify of the goodness of the Lord. And the dirty filter causes the contamination that holds us back to the heart. So we need to love the Lord and make it intentional. And that's what I got out of it. I'm a big screw up, but forgiveness gets me through. Okay? Amen.
I want to acknowledge that Lisa Yunchai came on Saturday with all the things going on in your family. And that's a big list. And we just thank you for coming. And I just thank Jesus for you and your family. And we want to thank Rob for being here. You're getting stronger every day, brother. Hallelujah. Was it open heart surgery? Yes, we had one literally in our midst. And they're just, that family's a testimony of God's great grace. Yes. Amen. Anyone else? Going once, going twice? All right, I think it's time for a child dedication. Let's bring the family back up. Hallelujah. Leadership team, come on. Praise the Lord. This is our little miracle baby. We had three miracle babies all at the same time, and this is one of them. Tyler, good to meet you, young man. This is Dad, and this is Mom. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Father,
praise
we God. Come before thank your you, throne in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. I thank you for little Kingston, Lord. I thank you that your hand has been upon him, Lord. Yes. Your hand was upon him, Lord, when things were difficult, Lord. Your hand was upon him through our prayer, through our intercession, through our fears, through our concerns. And Lord, this little healthy baby boy stands before us, and he is the product of your glory. And we give you glory, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we dedicate this little child to you, as I said earlier, Father. Lord, you loan us children, Lord God. Children are a gift of the Lord, a blessing of the Lord. They are a loan of the Lord. They are your children. We are your stewards, Lord. And even as we present this child to you and we say, Lord, you have raised him up to serve you in a powerful and a mighty way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, we also dedicate Mom. And we dedicate Dad to you, Lord God. We dedicate them to you, Lord. Father, that they would love this precious boy, that they would be a testimony to this precious boy, that you would stir up their faith. You would stir up their desire, Lord God, to serve you, as Pastor Bird said. Lord, as they serve you, as they follow you, as they obey you, Lord, they are also being, Lord God, a testimony, Lord, to this little child of the way in which he is to walk. So strengthen Tyler, strengthen Shariah, Lord God. Strengthen them with your grace and your spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. Let them love this child with all the love that's in their hearts, Lord. I thank you for the family that surrounds them, Lord. I thank you for Grandma. I thank you for great-grandma. Lord, I thank you for Lord Brandon, Lord. And Lord, you brought Brandon back to be an influence on him, Lord, of the love of God, Lord. I thank you for this church family, Lord, that surrounds this precious little boy. Look at those. He's saying, who the heck is that guy? Well, I'm here. I'm the guy who's going to pray for you, little fella. And Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord. We thank you. He is surrounded, Lord, by great strength, Lord. He is surrounded by great wisdom. He is surrounded by great perseverance, Lord. He is surrounded, Lord. This whole family is surrounded by your grace and your love, Lord God. And as we surround this child, Lord, you just surround him every step of the way. Good health, Lord God. Great blessings, Lord. The Spirit of God to raise him up in wisdom and the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord to cause him, even as a little child, to, Lord, love you and know you, Father. We thank you for this great cloud of witnesses surrounding this child, this family, Father. In Jesus' name we pray it.
Yeah, I had this word today, and I guess it's for you guys. You know, the word came to me about adoption. Started thinking about adoption this morning, not knowing if Sharon was going to do communion. Pastor said, can you come up with a communion word? And I had the word about adoption. And scripturally, you know, it just talks about, you know, the spirit of the flesh. We have a fleshly spirit, and there's a life that's given us in the beginning. So leading up to today, there's been a life given to Kingston and to the family surrounding it. But this new life, think about adoption. discarded, forlorn, disappointed, not loved. And then there's adoption. The Lord adopts us and brings us into new life. So, Father, this morning, I believe this is a holy adoption for Kingston and the entire family, bringing all of them into new life, new destiny, and new promise by your hand. So accomplish it, Lord, and lead Tyler and Shariah both. Lead them forth by your promise and your steadfast love over them and over this family. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gracious Father, we just praise and honor you today. Yes. We thank you for this family, Lord God, that is so precious.
Yes.
And so vital and so powerful, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
A family, Lord God, that you have united together, Lord God. And God, we ask that you cover this family with your blood.
Yes.
We ask, Lord God, that you cover them, Lord God, all the days of their lives. That you will order and direct their steps, Lord God.
Yeah.
That you will strengthen them and encourage them, Lord God. And that they'll bring up their child in the admonition of the Lord, Lord God. Lord God, you said, bring up a child in the way that he should go. And when he get old, he will not depart.
Amen.
And so, Lord God, I pray that the parents, Lord God, that they will become endowed with your word, that they will love you, Lord God, unconditionally, Lord God, that they will pray over their son, that they will speak the word over their son each and every day, Lord God, that they will protect their son, Lord God, from the enemy, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord God, I so declare, Lord God, today, Father, that Kingston, Lord God, he will live a long and prosperous life, that he will be a man of valor, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that there will be no premature deaths, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that there will be not a day, a time, an hour, or a second that he will spend no time in prison or in jail, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that he will fulfill his purpose in the earth for which you have created him to fulfill, to do, and to be, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that he will be a child, Lord God, that is an apple in your eye, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord God, I speak life over this family.
Yes.
I speak life over baby in the name of your son. Jesus Christ, Lord God. God, I pray that he will be obedient to his parents, Lord God, obedient to his grandparents, Lord God, obedient to the word of God, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that he would be strengthened, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that he would excel and he would succeed in everything he put his hand to, Lord God. And God, that you would direct his steps, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father. God, I ask that you bless Sariah. I ask you bless the father in Jesus' name, Lord God. They will look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of their faith, Lord God. And God, that you would direct their path. You would strengthen them. You would encourage them, Lord God. And God, they will realize, Lord God, that the enemy is a defeated foe, Lord God. The enemy is under their feet, Lord God. And all they have to do is stomp on his head, Lord God. And so, Lord God, today in Jesus' name. Bless this family. Bless it, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen them coming in. Strengthen them going out. Strengthen their uprising. Strengthen them when they're in their down setting, Lord God. Give them vision, Lord God. Give them revelation, Lord God. Give them wisdom, Lord God. Impart in them, Lord God. Use them for your glory, Lord God, in the name of your son, Jesus. God, help them to mature. Help them to develop, Lord God, in all areas of their life, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this ceremony today, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the prayers that have been prayed over this family, Lord God. And God, you're not like man that you shall lie, nor like the son of man you should repent or change your mind. So, God, your word is going out, and it's not going to return back void, and not going to return back empty, but God, it's going to do what you declare it to do in the name of your son, Jesus. And so, Lord God, let your kingdom come, and let thy will be done. Bless the grandparents today. Bless the mom and the dad today in the name of your son, Jesus. Bless the Cain family today in the name of your son, Jesus. Strengthen this family, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Encourage this family, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We just cover them with the blood. We cover them with your blood. And now, God, anoint this family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint their mouth. Anoint their words. Anoint their ears. Anoint their heart. Anoint torment their body in the name of your son, Jesus. God bless today. Pour out your spirit in the name of your son, Jesus. We declare this in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. And we say today, it is so. It is so and it is done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. All right, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand for this amen. Family. Praise the Lord. Minister Gardner is going to be godmother. Hallelujah to this little baby boy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, everybody, you are released.